This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We get back to the draft calls here, 888-808-1019. We're talking really both Jets and Giants as it pertains to the quarterback situation. To me, though, the fundamental difference is that the Jets are in a far different spot where the Giants have to come away with a quarterback in this draft, and I think that they will. It's just a matter of which one they identify. I think at this point, BT, it's a reach. I know a lot of people are making a big fuss about Giants going out there to see Shador to work out. Come on.
With the private workout, you mean?
Yeah, who cares?
No, they're doing that with other players, too. This was always scheduled.
Not a big deal. I'm not looking at it even as a smokescreen or anything like that, or that they're having second thought. I think the Giants are just doing their due diligence, as they should. I do not think there is a chance in hell they are selecting Shador Sanders at number 3. Trading back in the first round, I know there's some speculation. Zoo was telling me that one of the mock drafts have Sanders going to 21.
Steelers, right? I think the Steelers are 21.
There you go.
He's not falling that far.
Okay.
I don't love him, but that would stun me.
And if he does, could he trade back? Could the Giants trade back up? Here's what I would say about that. If the Giants like Shador Sanders, you take him now.
Yep.
You don't run the risk of having other teams trade up or somebody select him. But either way, they're going to need a quarterback, whereas the Jets don't necessarily need one. I just think it's a good idea to always try and throw it at the wall, take a quarterback, at least you have some hope in, and hope that it sticks to be the franchise quarterback. And generally, the odds are the earlier you take the quarterback, the better the player, and more likely that you're going to hit at that position.
Except for the Jets.
Well,
the earlier they take somebody, the more they fail.
Well, then maybe that's a point.
You can't live, though, by that. I don't mean to interrupt, but you can't, like, the Muji, Glenn, and there's no way through, like, we think about this sometimes as fans, but Ningo will rail about this. I don't. Because I think every entity is its own. I think decision makers, you know, new people, new personnel people, new executives have different philosophies that aren't necessarily, you know, doomed to fail because of the team that now cuts their check. If they believe that he's the guy, then take him. And if they do, then I'll get on the air the next day and I will say very clearly, like I'm saying now, I don't agree. And hope that I'm wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? But just because the Jets have tripped themselves over themselves for years at QB, they're not thinking that. They're thinking that we're better than the previous regimes. That's why we're here.
The other thing, the other aspect of that would be the Jets are hoping that they're never picking this high again. Now, it doesn't mean you can't trade up the way that they did with Sanchez or even, you know, Darnold, whatever, how all that stuff worked out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you can't trade up and try to get a quarterback that you like, but it's a lot easier if you just select one that's there that you like if they are falling into your lap like Atlanta did with Penix last year. I think that really was a big move as far as the landscape of the NFL. It showed you how valuable the quarterback position is if you like somebody. It wasn't just, oh, we might need one day, let's take one. It was, holy crap, Penix fell to us, we like this player. Or before the draft, hey, if he's there, we're taking this guy, that's how much we value him. Maybe the Jets are thinking that about Sanders. We don't know. You could have your opinion, I could have mine. But I would recommend that if you do like him and he is there, take the opportunity now because you don't know if there's going to be a better opportunity down the road. As a matter of fact, you're hoping that there's not because you want to win some games. Maybe you're picking 18th or 19th or 20th, whatever, for the next 5 to 10 years.
But that's why I'm very intrigued with Justin Fields because I think Justin Fields is going to provide enough stability at the quarterback spot that will not force the Jets into something irrational next year. I'm not saying he's coming out and throwing for 30. That's not his game. Hey, might run for 8 or 9 touchdowns if the Jets could block up front. That's why I'm saying take another, you know, take the lineman on the right side, the kid from Missouri. Whatever. But I do think that he's going to, you know, score some points and have some flash plays and be efficient enough where he's not a train wreck where Muji and Glenn are sitting there saying next year, geez, whatever, even if they win 9 games, 8 games, we got to move into the top 10 because this guy's horrendous. There's no way we can run him back out there. We must draft the quarterback. I don't think his ceiling is as high as maybe as some. I think it's higher than you think it is, but I think our floor, I think most people share the same thought on Justin Fields' floor, that it's not, you know, it's not touching hell. Right. It's not touching quarterback hell. And if that's the case, I think you can make sound decisions next year.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Alex is in East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. By the way, since I'm basically following F bomb Frank, if you have to put me on hold to take a call from the FCC, I'll understand.
Well, Al, hey, real quick, you'll be dropping the F bombs if Thibodeau doesn't get this team past the Pistons. But we'll talk about the Knicks later. I know we'll save that for later.
Other time. Listen, I'm a lifelong Giants fan. You got to take Abdul Carter. This team is going to be in last place for the next in their division for the last for the next 3 or 4 seasons. They have so many needs at so many positions. You don't overreach at 3 to take a quarterback that they clearly aren't totally in love with.
Yep.
Next year it's going to be a stronger quarterback field. They're still going to be lousy this year, so they have a good chance to pick up somebody decent. Next year, let me make one last quick point.
Well, let me just ask you, before your last point, I want to ask you a question. We all are assuming at this point Abdul Carter is going to be there. What if the Browns take him at 2? What are you doing at 3? Are you taking Hunter?
Well, you see what Hunter said the other day. He's not going to play for any team that doesn't let him play offense.
Yeah, he's going to play where they tell him to play.
So I'm assuming that's a no, but I mean, let's not make it also like it's a foregone conclusion that Abdul Carter is going to be there. Because if I'm the Browns, I take him number 2.
Well, you know, let's just go under the assumption that he'll be there, okay?
I got it.
The other point I want to make is I'll try to be very quick about this. Who do they have on the edge? Burns and Thibodeau, right?
Yep.
Thibodeau's got a contract coming up. Thibodeau's rookie year, underwhelming. Last year, injured and underwhelming. His breakout year, 11.5 sacks in 2023, he got 5 of those in 2 games. That means the other 15 games that year, he got 6.5 sacks. So they are going to need an edge rusher bad.
Now, I don't care what anybody says. He's not been that good. End of story. Yep. Thank you, Alex. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm not paying him.
I'm tired of it. You know, the overrating. because the sensitivity with it with Kayvon. He was drafted to be a game-changing.
A game wrecker.
Come on, dude.
Nope, not that guy.
Hey, he's wrecked a couple of games. He's wrecked more for the Giants by not doing anything in these games. I don't want to hear it.
He's not that guy.
And if he were that guy, we wouldn't be talking about taking Abdul Carter because you're not trading for Burns. You're not selecting Thibodeau where they select him. What was it, 5 overall, whatever it is. You're not taking
5.
Okay, you're not taking Thibodeau 5 and trading for Burns and selecting Abdul Carter. You can't waste that many resources on the same thing. Mm-hmm. As much as it's important to have elite pass rushers, if Thibodeau was doing his job, then you'd be hoping for Hunter or whatever, another player at number 3, not saying that you need Abdul Carter. Part of the reason why we're saying Abdul Carter is not only because of Carter the player, but because it's still a need for the Giants.
But I do like the direction that the Giants seemingly are preparing to go, and that is getting back to having a defensive identity. Now, to your point, and our opinion, that might not necessarily include Kayvon Thibodeau moving forward. Now, I don't mean this year, but
are they going to pay him?
There's no way I would pay him. Right. Do I think that they're going to pay him? No. I don't.
Come on, they can't.
I don't think they're going to pay him.
They can't be that foolish. I mean, even if he has a big breakout year.
He's just not impactful enough game to game. I'm not saying there aren't stretches where you're like, wow, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
But to his point, you know, a lot of bunch sacks, a lot of, you know, you got to get him in a couple of game span, and then you disappear for a while. He doesn't provide a lot of force at the point of attack. He's just not that guy. I mean, how else do you want us to say it? We told you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to listen.
And look, I think Carter can be that guy.
Be careful. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get annoyed with that stuff.
And by the way, it's not, I know it felt like this a while. It's not personal with Kayvon Thibodeau.
Not at all. It's never personal.
He seems like a great guy. I mean, is it fair to ask him to do a little bit more and be more impactful for selecting him at number 5 overall? So, I mean, that's the thing. And you've seen some inconsistencies with him. When he looks good, you're saying, okay, that's the player that you need to see on a much more consistent basis. By the way, it wasn't just us. We had Brian Baldinger on every week during the football season. He talks about it, what he sees on film from Thibodeau. But I do think if Thibodeau was the player that they drafted him to be, we would not be talking as much about Abdul Carter. You can't have you know, five elite edge
first round picks or
trading for Burns, all that they did. And by the way, Burns last year wasn't as good as they thought.
He was good.
We thought going into the year the defense was going to be the Giants' identity.
Correct.
And it was.
Well, it actually became more than the offense, but that's not saying anything. You know, the offense was wretched.
By default. Couldn't be special teams because they didn't have a kicker.
No, literally didn't have a kicker. Remember the Browns game?
That's what I'm saying. They were atrocious with that. Jeez. Offense, they couldn't move the football, let alone score any points.
Yeah, but I do think they have some really interesting ascending defensive pieces. I think you think the same thing. It's just that you add to it now. Now you got a chance to keep teams under 20 points here and there.
Anthony's in Old Bridge, and you don't want to talk about the draft. What's on your mind today?
Oh, my God. Well, you guys, stick to sports because you don't know anything about music. Huh. We had BT months ago with the Stevie B Diamond Girl that he was wrong about.
I was wrong.
And now you were wrong on that. And now we got you saying that Nas remade Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
He did.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
100%.
No, he made a song called... No, he didn't. He made a song called If I Rule the World.
Yeah. No, there's another one.
It's a remake of Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow, that's my guy.
He did that as well. There's a different one, Anthony, so you, my friend, have been proven incorrect here. I will play the song for
you. Absolutely false. I
don't know what to tell you. We
got a little standoff here. We got to resolve this.
Can we put him on hold, or you don't have the song up there, or you do have the song?
I rule the world.
Not that one.
Obviously, that's my jam, though. Yeah,
but that's what Anthony's talking about.
Curtis Blow in the house.
Which I do love that song. There is another one from Nas.
I know.
That is the playoff or whatever that
are
old lady.
Are you 100% sure on this?
I'm trusting my gut on this. I am not going to waver at all. 100% sure. 1,000% sure.
Okay, there's not an ounce of doubt there. I generally know you by now.
We're going to take another call. Oh, you have it ready?
Ooh.
Okay, Matt, wait. I'm going to put Anthony back up. Here you go, Anthony. We're going to play this song for you so you can hear it and apologize to us live on the air.
Come on, man.
That was hysterical. Yeah. You got it. All right. But listen, some guy called in the other day and said that Shohei Ohtani only has one stat better than Juan Soto, and that's totally not true.
That's an interesting transition.
I don't remember that. Well, he lost one argument. He was trying to win another.
Talk about shifting gears.
I don't remember that. Good job, Anthony. Thank you for the call.
What is he saying? Stolen bases? Well, also home runs?
Yeah, what
are we talking about?
I have not looked at the early stats. Not that I would put a lot of stock.
Oh, this year?
I would assume. I mean, maybe.
Okay. I didn't know if he meant I don't know what he meant. I mean, after being wrong the first time, he confused me. I like that Nas jam, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Not as much as Tears for Fears, though. Come on.
You like the original better.
I like them both, but I do like Tears for Fears.
Oh, dude.
By the way, Dennis Miller used to start his HBO show with that song. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That's what he came out to, man.
I used to like Dennis Miller. So the song that you texted us over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Was that... hold on.
Go back and look at it, because here's my problem with that. You texted us a song. BT sent a text like, I'm working out, listen to this song, whatever it was.
I'm pulling it up, guys.
And it was a song that I had never heard before. But I have heard Eminem's version.
Was this when I was working out?
Yes.
Hold on, let me pull it up here. Hold on.
And I'm
cursed here, so I can't really.
You don't have to read the exact thing.
Well, no, I'm trying to remember. I actually remember I played it because I was starting to worry. I was like, Siri, play. That's what you're talking about,
right? Okay, but what's the name of the...
I thought
you texted us saying, listen to this. I delete my text.
Then I said, you got to... Now I was about to get it. I said, after this song, we got to check out Martika's Toy Soldier.
That's it. Yes, that's it. Martika's Toy Soldier, okay?
It's a great song.
So now I was like, okay, well, BT said check it out. Let me check it out.
Did you like it?
No, and here's why. Okay. Well, this is the point of it. Because I couldn't unhear... Eminem did a remake of that, Toy Soldiers.
Yeah.
Have you heard this? I'm assuming you've heard the Eminem.
I like Martika better.
Okay, but now I never heard Martika's version.
Mm-hmm.
My version was Eminem's Toy Soldiers.
Yeah.
And after hearing Eminem's version of Toy Soldiers it came out over 20 years ago, maybe 20 years ago to the date almost.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2004.
It's got to be 21
years.
There.
Yeah. So after hearing that for 21 years, hearing your version or Martika's version of it, it sounds stopped. Like, that's how slow.
I know. Well, I'm not saying you put it out. You run 5 miles to Toy Soldiers by Martika. I'm not even saying that I have it on my phone, which I don't. And I don't even know what station. It would probably 80s on 8, 90s on 9. I think that's 80s, yeah.
But it was weird.
I haven't even heard it in so long, but I do like it.
It's weird.
My mom
to go...
used to have the cassette. That's how I knew it.
Okay. I've never heard
of
Martin.
And I hear her play it. I'm like, not a bad song.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but I couldn't get it because I'm like, I'm waiting for it to kick in, and it just doesn't because I'm used to hearing, like, I've heard them backwards. Obviously, Martika was first.
Yes.
Eminem's Toy Soldiers was second, but hearing them backwards alters the way that you enjoy their.
I get it. Understood. But, timing, chronology is everything.
Either way. All right, let's get back to the draft here. Justin is in Lindenhurst. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First-time caller.
All right.
You guys are great, by the way. I listen to you every day. I drive a truck.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Justin.
Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was just working. So a few things. I'm here to change your mind, hopefully. So a tough ask, but Sal. I'm a Jets fan, die hard, so... I know what happens when you miss on a quarterback. I mean, the Giants are one of the worst teams in the NFL. If they miss on a quarterback, they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL for an extra 4 years with a new regime that didn't draft them. So that's a big deal. And also, this draft isn't a good draft for quarterbacks. I mean, it's a fact. So if you take – it's not a good draft at all in general. There's not a lot of talent. So if you have a top three pick, You take one of the guys that you know is going to be a stud. Abdul Carter, I don't even think he's going to be there. I think he's going to go to the Browns or two. But if he is there and they pass on him, that's a major mistake.
Yeah, I get it, Justin, and thank you for the call. I'm not saying that the Giants need to take Shedeur Sanders if they don't like him. I'm saying that they need to find a quarterback. You can't just keep kicking this down the road. I would have been fine if the Giants took a quarterback last year. I would have preferred that in a quarterback-rich draft. So the excuse to me can't be, well, you can't take a quarterback now because it's not a quarterback-friendly draft. At some point, and I think they will. We went over this weeks ago. I was talking to an industry source who said they're likely to take a quarterback, but later in the rounds. This was after they signed Winston and Russell. I was like, well, what's going on here? Are they going to take a quarterback? And the way it was explained to me is, yeah, probably later in the draft, though. Okay, fine. But then they're going to have to make sure that that's the right one. Also, BT, to where the Jets kept missing, it wasn't just that they kept picking the wrong player. They never had the proper infrastructure. I do think the Jets are now at a point where I'm trusting the way that Glenn and Muji are trying to build this thing.
Yep.
So if they did draft Sanders or whoever that they believe to be a franchise quarterback, they would put him in the position to succeed, unlike they did with many others.
Really, the ideal way to do this is to build it out so that no matter who is at quarterback, now, again, there's varying degrees of talent, clearly, but no matter who is at quarterback, there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They're going to be put in a position to succeed. Unlike Darnold and unlike Zach and all the other, you know, Jet failures, I think if you have a good O-line, you know, you have a good playbook, you can got a tight end who could actually win a mismatch for once. Wouldn't that be nice to actually beat a linebacker down the seam? Jets got to get a tight end, too. I mean, that's but yes, I think that as long as they've got the skeleton of of what winning teams have, then I think that that's where they start. It's a little different for the Giants because of where they are.
So you wouldn't go nuts if the Jets took a quarterback. I know you don't like Sanders, but if they took a quarterback in theory that you were okay with, you would be okay with that at
I don't
seven?
Want it at seven.
Okay.
No, the only way that I would be okay with the Jets taking a quarterback is they trade out of seven and they go to, like, I'm just throwing this out, 12 or 13, take a Dart, 18, take a Milroe, whatever, and with the extra equity, address a position, a tight end or an offensive line.
Because you don't think there's one worthy of
correct
the seventh pick. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. I got something you're going to like right here. I mean, I don't know if you're going to like it, but it's something interesting to discuss as it pertains to the Knicks.
Okay.
Ian Begley, he was on, I think this is from his show on SNY.TV, The Putback. Either way, this is from SNY Knicks videos. Begley saying, it was from his show, The Putback. Stakes are high for Tom Thibodeau entering the playoffs. If the Knicks beat Detroit and are competitive in the second round, Begley assumes Thibodeau will be fine. The analysis after the postseason will include assessment of Thibodeau, though. And would the Knicks head coach survive a subpar playoff performance? All depends on how Rose and Dolan view the season. He's also under contract for four more seasons. Earlier, now, this is Begley's words. This is where it really gets good here. Earlier in the season, Begley thought Thibodeau would have, he would survive any playoff shortcomings and be back next season. But that's not the case anymore. Begley thinks anything is on the table if the Knicks struggle in the playoffs, including a coaching change. And by struggle, he means either ouster in the first round or non-competitive against Boston in the second round.
As it should be. I've been saying that for a while. That's exactly what.
Four more years.
Now, that's the one thing that's the curveball from Dolan's perspective, but just independent of the contractual obligation that they have to Tom Thibodeau for almost half a decade. Wow. I don't know the appetite by Dolan to absorb that and then hire another big name coach. Like, let's face it, if they fire Tom Thibodeau, which I'm open to, and I hate to use the word fire because it almost seems unfair because he's done such good things, but I do think he's got a ceiling. I don't believe it's a championship ceiling. I don't like the way the Knicks have looked this year. We've got to get into some stuff. Wildy Zerbiak said we'll do that a little later in the show as well. Like, there's a lot of smoke around these Knicks, and if they get pushed around by the Pistons and win and it's difficult, if they lose, forget it. He's gone. If they win and it's not really convincing, that's another little discussion. If they win kind of easy and then they get punked by the Celtics, that's another discussion. Listen, when you have Mike Malone floating out there, whose dad coached the Knicks, he was an assistant for a couple of years, NBA champion. I'm sorry. I mean, if Tom Thibodeau comes up short, I'm bringing in Mike Malone.
I think it's fair. The way Begley lays it out, the way we have discussed it, I think it's fair to at least evaluate all the options in the worst-case scenario that the Knicks lose in the first round. Absolutely, you have to assess everything.
He's got to go.
In the event the Knicks win the first round and lose a non-competitive series to the Celtics, I still think it is fair to evaluate it mm-hmm. because you're not looking at it like this guy's not good enough. You're looking at it as, okay, we have amassed this talent. We're at where we're at with the roster. What can we do to make this team better and make this team a championship team? So you should be assessing all things, including the head coach. But those are two pretty dire scenarios. Losing in the first round, which I don't expect that they will. Obviously, anything's possible.
No, I think
or getting smoked in a non-competitive series, which I do think is possible. I don't think it's likely. I still think that the Knicks will be competitive against the Celtics. But if it's not, I would understand assessing everything, including Tibbs as a head coach, and seeing if they think they could do better, whether it's Malone or somebody else. I don't believe that they can do better than Tibbs. At least I'm not at that point yet, even with a non-competitive loss to the Celtics.
I definitely do. I think Malone's better. I think Spoelstra's better. Not that you would ever get down and strike a deal with Pat Riley, or maybe more specifically, Pat Riley wouldn't strike a deal with you. But I think there's maybe an expiration point on Spoelstra down there in Miami. I know he just got divorced. I don't know what he's going through. The team's obviously not really good. So
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'd want him at this point?
I would take him at a heart. I think Spoelstra's
over Malone?
Yes. Yes, I would.
So it would be Spoelstra and
one,
then Malone.
Malone two, and then probably retaining Tom Thibodeau three.
Man, I don't know if I feel, I know it's this is stupid, but I feel like dirty about the Heat. I don't want anything to do with Miami Heat.
I mean, listen, once Roger Clemens came from the Red Sox and Wade Boggs, I mean, that goes out the window. I don't care about that stuff anymore. I want a guy that is up to the championship task. And listen, Sal, whether it's a little early for some, I get that. I really respect Tom Thibodeau. He's had a terrific career. But you don't make the moves the Knicks made and then have an early ouster or just look incompatible without reevaluating what the future is going to look like. I think I don't need to go through the three scenarios that you went through, but if one of those were to occur in an unfavorable manner and they don't evaluate everything A to Z, then ownership's not doing its job.
And just to be clear, the difference between you or me saying it versus Begley is Begley's reporting it.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving our opinion. He's reporting that what he once thought was, oh, Tibbs will be fine, is not necessarily true. If it is those one or two of those worst-case scenarios, then it is going to be on the table for discussion.
And very quickly here, Sal, a little PSA to our buddies Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. What's today? It's 11:35 on Wednesday, game Saturday at 6. You got 2.5 days of freedom. Enjoy yourself. Because the microscope that is about to come Carl Anthony Towns' way, and we just talked about Tom Thibodeau, that's obvious. Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to play well, but they cannot hide if they don't. Their life is about to change in terms of a criticism or an evaluation. You thought you took some heat up in Minnesota when you bombed in the Western Conference Finals? Don't play well with the Knicks. We'll see what happens. All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the calls. A lot of draft stuff. We got the King topic of the day. A little 3RQ coming up as well. We'll do that next.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, here we go. As we do every Wednesday at 11:40, little three random questions. 3RQ. Number one. This is the weirdest one of the three, bear with me here. What is a unique smell that you love?
Unique. So, I have a question before I answer. I know you guys hate this. I just need clarity. Yeah, relax. Right. Tough. Do you mean human-generated or something? Because I would say my mom's sauce. I'm going to go with sauce. That's the first thing.
Good one that popped to your mind.
Oh, my God. Right away, every Sunday, coming home from baseball games in the basement, watching the Yanks and the Mets, my mom would always slide me, a couple of meatballs on the side, a piece of bread to dip it in. So that's one thing that jumps in.
Now, I would say, while I think that's a great answer, I don't know if I would deem that unique.
That's why I wanted a little clarity. Unique. Do you have one that jumps in?
I do. So walking into the building, this building's under all sorts of construction. It's been like that for a while. Okay.
It's like a labyrinth getting in here.
It is. You have to walk all the way down one end, all the way back the other. But I noticed over the last 2 weeks, specifically smelling sawdust. And I kind of like that smell. I don't know why. I don't know if it brings me back to maybe, what the hell was the name of the class you used to have in high school? Yeah, the wood, shop, exactly.
We didn't class. Do wood shop in Catholic schools.
Really didn't have that?
No, we didn't do that at all. I would have learned something.
A wood key holder. That was
none
a key.
Of that stuff.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, I don't know. There's something about, it's not like I'm frequenting the smell of, I used to work with some of my uncles in construction or plumbing.
Yeah.
So on occasion,
we'd
have
smell.
To cut. Okay, so it's just a unique smell that I was like, oh, this is a good one for
How
me.
About the ocean? I love it. I love to fish. I love it. But yeah, the wood dust, the sawdust, I did construction too, and it was on the demo variety. Just knocking stuff down, which was
That's
awesome.
Fun.
That's
yeah.
the best part. I don't want to build anything up. I want to just take the sledgehammer and knock down walls and doors and ceilings. It was great. But sawdust is a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Now things are coming to me a little bit more. But those are a couple good ones.
Hoff, you have one here?
Definitely Sharpies. I don't know what it is, but whenever someone signs an autograph, they pull out that Sharpie, and that's beautiful scent of a marker.
Yeah.
Just hits
Do you
me
stick
so
it
nice.
Up your nostril to get high?
No, I'm high from a mile away. I can smell a thing forever. I know who's got the Sharpie. I got it.
It's actually not a bad smell. I can smell that, too.
One other one. The smell of, pool floats? If you open up a fresh... Or it doesn't even have to necessarily be a pool float.
With those white tablets in there?
The plastic things. I guess the smell of fresh, new plastic. Even if you opened up a new toy as a kid.
Oh, you're talking about floaties that you would use for the pool.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Pool floats. Do you have anything that you would say is unique smell that you fancy?
I mean, this isn't really unique. I mean, there are some unique smells that I do love, but I'll keep it PG for all the people at home. I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
So I love the smell of coffee, though.
Interesting. Okay. But you don't like coffee, but you like the smell of coffee.
Not at all. But the smell of coffee makes me feel like, it's morning. It's a real day now.
All right. Here's another question that maybe everybody could participate in.
Boy.
Better to call out sick or to come in and work sick?
Yeah, Boomer's putting his coworkers in a little jeopardy here, I notice, after his shenanigans out in Vegas.
What do you think's the right move?
You're not going to like my answer. I mean, I've had one day off in 2025, so I'm a come to work feeling crappy kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And roll the dice.
What made you think I wouldn't like that answer?
Because I'd worry about getting sick. You get sick, and like then bring it home to the wife and your daughter. Like, not that you. Right. I mean, because you and I pretty much come from that cloth there. I mean, it takes, I'm moving mountains if I call in sick. Like, I'm on my deathbed.
Right. It's got to be bad.
Yep.
So I thought Gio was in the wrong being a little over. I understand it, but I thought he was being overly sensitive to it. I think Boomer's in the right. You got to come to work. A little cold, the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You coming to work.
Well, I mean, can Boomer really afford to take more time off?
God, you maybe want to take that away. I mean, he's sucking up to come in.
You're going
to
call it sick for a week now? Hey,
now,
booms.
Now, I will say that it does depend on the job. If you ask Home Depot, Sal, if I had a little,
oh, God, little cough,
sorry, not going to be able to come in today.
That's a great point.
But here, yes. you're sucking up, you're coming in.
Uh-huh.
But I also want to be respectful of you. We're in a close confines here.
Yep.
But still, I think we just agree to, hey, we got to suck it up and plow through.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, okay, all right. We're on the same page with that. Hoff, you're looking like...
I've changed my mind over the years because last time I was sick, I got some evil eyes from people around here. Like, what are you doing here?
Well, that's why it's a good question, is because you and I, BT, may agree on that, but other people are like, dude, you're sick, stay home.
Well, because
like,
everybody else is soft, that's why.
Huh? I think that's why we're
because,
getting to the...
Because also, these other people, some of them, Jerry Recco, get sick very easily. Like, I know Jerry's coming in sick very soon after being ex-boomer.
It's going to happen. But if Jerry comes in sick, are we going to be like, ooh, Jerry, don't come in the studio? No. Like, whatever.
I say, how you feeling, dude? You hanging in there?
You know, one thing I remember about my father that I loved and he taught me at a young age, even when I was sick as a young kid, he would make it a point to come up to me and hug me, and he wasn't very affectionate. But when sick, you know, because it seemed like, oh, stay away from the kids or whatever, he always would be like, I don't care. And that's something that always stuck with me, which makes me tougher in those spots for my daughter or in general at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care. You get sick. What's the worst that could happen?
Daddy's going to get sick.
And I'll deal with it for a couple of days.
Yeah, sometimes Jen will say if one of the kids is like really sick, like if they have a fever, and you know, kids, some of these fevers can shoot up very high, very fast. So Jen'll say, you know, just... You know, let him lay on the couch. Whatever, lay on the couch. I'm going right next to him.
Yeah,
if I get
right.
sick, I'll suck it up anyway. I'm sitting next to him. The hotter they are, the closer I am.
And then, of course, when I do get sick, I'm like, oh, I tell my wife, please give me the tissues. I can't bear. Uh-huh. I'm sick. This is horrible.
It's funny. When the kids get sick, I have no problem being next to them. But when my wife gets sick, I stay far away.
That's funny. And that's funny. That is a good point. And one of the keys, that's funny. One of the keys, too, I don't know if you do this, but... you know, I will suck it up for work and then maybe overplay it when I get home.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I'm
get
saying.
A little, you know, because mommy's no longer, you know, mommy's in Brooklyn. Right. Mommy's, you know, daddy's a grown man now. So wifey's got to take the role of mommy in certain regards. Can you get me the cough drops? Can you get me the orange juice? Can you get me the white, the red? Can you rub me?
Right.
You
know,
you got to do it. So you got to lay it on thick.
Perfectly said by both of you. All right, last one. Would it bother you if there was someone more famous than you with the same name?
No, I wouldn't even... Not, you mean the full name?
The example that it comes from is Jason Alexander, who was the pitcher for the A's.
Yeah.
Also the famous actor from Seinfeld,
of course.
Alexander. That's what made me think of the question.
No, so. not at all. There was a guy... As a matter of fact, this is funny. I communicated with him at one point. Same name as me.
Another Brandon Tierney?
Another one. And he was in... what school? He played college baseball. And somebody sent me this. So I'm like, oh, they thought it was me. But it obviously wasn't. Not at the school. He was a lot younger than me, too. And I told him, I said, hey, I said, you make it, you get drafted or you make it to the bigs, I'm going to put you on the radio.
Right.
They never did. But was it somewhere in Texas, like the I forget the school. But no, it would not bother me at all. I wouldn't even think twice. If you parlay it properly, maybe you use it to your advantage.
Interesting.
Get some extra followers, you know?
I got to be honest.
What?
I'd hate it.
Why?
I don't want anybody else having my same name. Doing more with my name than I ever could.
You feel like the inferior Sal Licata?
Maybe. It would just bother me a little bit. Like, if I'm the pitcher on the A's, Jason Alexander, I feel like there's nothing, or Michael B. Jordan, and these guys are famous in their own regard, but he had to put the B in there for a reason.
Yep.
Because his Michael Jordan was never going to be good enough in comparison to the Michael Jordan.
Mm.
So this Jason Alexander, think about this dude's life. He's a pitcher in the big leagues. Like, you just made it as far as... People dream to make it. I don't care if he's there for a game, for a year, whatever.
Yeah.
You're a big league pitcher, and you're still not good enough as it pertains to your own name.
Well, I mean, some of these recent commercials that I was like in the diner, which you, I think I'd rather be the pitcher, even if the pitcher is an ERA of 7. This diner pig is ridiculous.
Still, you see,
now, I do know what you're saying.
You're in the big leagues, and you still, everybody thinks, Gary Cohn was making fun of it on the broadcast. Like, everybody's seeing, oh, Jason Alexander. They're not thinking of you. They're thinking of somebody else. That would 100% bother me.
Maybe because I don't have it. Well, it's more common than it used to be, but my first name's, I mean, it's common now, but when my mom named me that in the 70s, 90210 spawned a lot of Brandons. I got
really?
News. Yeah, dude. Brandon Walsh.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember
you know
him.
What I'm saying? But that was in the 90s, late, you know, early 90s,
whatever.
I feel
like it's a nice balance of it's common to where it's not so out there and unique,
yeah.
But it's also not overdone.
It's not, but again, think about when my mom used it in the 70s.
Right. So even so, then you think it was more
unique. I mean, I used to hate
then?
My name, to be totally honest with you.
Were you named after anybody?
No. I wanted a more common name. I did not like my name for a long time. Like, I'm talking about like in the first couple of grades. Like everybody had Tim,
Joey,
Pat, Danny, Chad. I'm like, I don't like my name.
I'm with you, man. I had the same issue. I hated being like one of three Sals in the school. Even now, I like it because I'm named after my grandfather.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
sure,
yeah, yeah.
But I don't like my name. I don't like
still.
I mean, think of how few
Salvatore Belomo, the old jobber from WWF.
Sal Butera is one. It's why I like Salvi Perez.
Sal Butera. That's a good one. I do remember Sal Butera. My goodness.
Son, Sal Perez. Why I like him. Even hearing Dave Sims the other day talk about Sal. There he goes. He's gonna talk about Sal Perez. It makes me feel good. But I didn't like the unique ethnic nature of my name. Like, it's so Italian.
It's very Italian.
But my grandfather, I respect why I was named that way.
I got you better because I'm pretty sure, now you talk about your grandfather coming over here. I'm pretty sure he was shoveling coal or digging ditches or, you know.
Was he
born in Italy?
Okay. No. I think his father came here.
His father was born in Italy, came here. He was born and raised. Okay, but I would guarantee that his father was doing something pretty menial, so you better respect that name, Sal.
I do.
Do you ever go by Salvatore? Like, ever like your confirmation? No.
Even when I was younger. Yeah, maybe my mother, like, I don't
never,
think
never
about
a
it.
Salvatore, huh?
Nah, it's too
Salvatore
long.
Salvatore Licata. Jeez. It sounds so sophisticated. And
Salvatore
then we know
Anthony.
You, and we're like, we'll keep it at Sal.
Salvatore Anthony Licata.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Exactly.
That's ladies, you know, with a 3.9 grade point average, Salvatore Anthony Licata.
But anyway, I'm glad that it's unique and that I could be the only one that,
I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That does it for the three random questions here. BT and Sal on the Fan. We will hear from Joe Shane, who is addressing the media coming up, I think at noon.
Nice.
So we'll have his sound, play some of that back, and then react to it. Obviously, the king topic of the day is, in fact, the draft. Not just the Giants, but the Jets. What do they do if a quarterback is available at number 7 for the Jets? All right, we'll discuss that when we come back, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.